It's time for our regular Vocalize slot here on RNIB Connect Radio, all about accessible arts events for blind and partially sighted people. And I'm joined once again by Jess Beale from Vocalize to share some of the upcoming accessible arts events that are being highlighted in their weekly email newsletter. Hello, Jess, how are you?
Hi, Toby. I'm really good, thanks. Hope you are too.
Yeah, not too bad, thank you, Jess. Jess, we start with a very exciting outdoor event in Plymouth with the Hatchings.
Yeah, I'm so excited about this and just wish I lived a little bit closer to Plymouth. So, yeah, it's an outdoor theatrical performance piece called The Hatchling, and it's going to be audio described on Sunday, the 15th of August. And it's a work, so there's a dragon that's going to hatch somewhere in Plymouth city centre. It's going to build its nest and then take to the skies in a bid for freedom. So at the moment, as I say, it's going to be on the 15th of August. The exact time and location where it's going to be in the city are being kept a bit under wraps at the moment. But for obviously the people needing the audio description, we need to know where to go and at what time. So you can email graham@triggerstuff.co.uk and you'll get the exact time and where to go for it. It sounds like it's going to be really exciting, and just this beautiful dragon flying above the skies of Plymouth sounds amazing.
Wow. Well, we now move to the wonderful and funny Mischief Theatre Company, who are back in Cambridge with Magic Goes Wrong.
Yeah, there's more mayhem coming back to the Cambridge Arts Theatre on Saturday, the 21st of August. And this is Magic Goes Wrong, and it's at 2:30 p.m. It's going to be audio described by Willie Elliott and Jenny Stewart Cosgrove. And yes, it's the magic team back in town. And it's all about the disasters that happen at a charity fundraising event. So lots of fun, I'm sure, for all the family to enjoy there. And you can also listen in advance to the introductory notes, which are now on the Vocalize website for the event page. That's either available on an audio file or you can download it and read it as a large text document.
Yeah, their performances are incredibly funny. I've seen a couple of them and they're really good. Now we come to a musical that's been getting rave reviews at the moment. Be More Chill, I think.
That's it, yes. So Be More Chill, this is on at the Shaftesbury Theatre in the West End, and the audio described performance is going to be Tuesday the 24th of August, and it's an evening one at 7:30. And yeah, it sounds like a really fun musical, a bit of a sci-fi tinge to it, about competing voices going on in our heads alongside a love story. So it sounds like a great one to go out and enjoy for a night uptown. Tickets are £31.40 at the access rate, and yeah, audio described performance. The touch tour time is yet to be confirmed, so you can contact the theatre to get the exact timing for that one.
And we continue with musicals now, with a classical musical at the Marlowe Theatre in Kent.
This is really exciting. It's the world premiere of a new musical, Bedknobs and Broomsticks. And as you say, the Marlowe Theatre down in Canterbury. And it's Saturday the 29th of August at 1 o'clock. And the touch tour is at 11:30 a.m. So yes, enter the world of magic and fantasy as the Disney classic film comes to the stage for the first time. So should be exciting to see how that's worked for the stage, and recommended for children from age 5 upwards.
Yeah, I remember the Disney films, so it'd be interesting to see how that comes out on the theatre stage. Now we come to the life of Thomas Becket at the British Museum.
Yeah, we're returning to the British Museum. Well, it's an online audio description talk, so if you're unable to get to the exhibition itself, it's a chance to find out about the exhibition. So Thomas Becket, The Murder and Making of a Saint, and the audio described online talk is going to be Saturday the 14th of August. It's at 11 o'clock and it's on Zoom, so we know we're all familiar with using Zoom these days after our many Zoom events I'm sure everyone's been to during lockdown. But you do still need to register to be able to get the link to attend. So if you go through to the British Museum's website, the link is on their page. And Lonnie Evans will be describing some key objects from the exhibition alongside one of the curators to give some more in-depth background detail. And yes, looking at the life and the death and, of course, the legacy as well of Thomas Becket.
And finally, Jess, we have a lineup of young new artists at the Royal Opera House.
This is another online stream and it's available to enjoy now from the Royal Opera House, and it's available until Sunday the 22nd of August, and just need to pay £10 to watch these young artists in the Jet Parker Summer Performance Concert. And there's an array of stars of the future, of singers, opera singers, musicians, composers, conductors, stage directors, the whole works, basically just enjoying excerpts from some operas that have been on show over the last year and celebrating a whole year's worth of hard work and just showing all the excellent work that's coming out of these young artists and moving on to, you know, you see them at this young stage and then a few years down the line in some grand opera and just, yeah, seeing how far they've come. So, as I say, it's available online and you've got until the 22nd of August to check that one out.
Brilliant. And Jess, if people would like to find out more about the items we have just chatted about, or sign up to the Vocalise email newsletter, or just find out a bit more about Vocalise, where can they go to find out more?
Yeah, so as I say, the Vocalise website has got a whole wealth of information. So it's vocalise.co.uk. And if you go through to the What's On pages, you can search to find out if you're into museums, theatres, if it's musicals you're after, you know, what region in the country you're in and the date. So you can narrow down the event that you're looking for and find out what's coming up. There's also our social media, Facebook and Twitter pages at VocaliseAD. And you can always send in an email to the Vocalise team. It's inquiries@vocalise.co.uk, and we're always happy to hear from you.
Well, thank you once again, Jess Beale from Vocalise, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Lovely. Thanks, Toby. See you all next time.